Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. The headlines. United States says it is expanding naval blockade against Iran on a global scale. Israel continues airstrikes in southern Lebanon despite ceasefire extension. In Balochistan, rights groups express concern over increasing enforced disappearances and human rights violations. Global hunger crisis deepens as acute hunger doubles in a decade. And Indian shooters continue their dominance at ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo. The United States said today that its expanding naval blockade of Iran was tightening by the hour. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said Tehran now faces a stark choice. He said Iran must either accept a nuclear deal or face mounting economic collapse under sustained U.S. pressure. Hegseth said the blockade was now growing and going global.
Our blockade is growing and going global. America's military is unmatched, projecting power, denying passage to adversaries, and protecting our interest at the time and place of our choosing. No one sails from the Strait of Hormuz to anywhere in the world without the permission of the United States Navy. To the regime in Tehran, the blockade is tightening by the hour.
Hegseth said Operation Epic Fury has delivered decisive military results in just weeks, and the mission remained unchanged that Iran would not have a nuclear weapon. He accused Iran's Revolutionary Guards Corps of behaving like pirates and terrorists, alleging attacks on the commercial vessels and responsibility for regional instability. The U.S. has also authorized lethal action against Iranian fast boats lying naval mines. Iran's top diplomat is expected to arrive in Pakistan tonight, where officials have been trying to get the United States and Iran to convene for a second round of ceasefire negotiations. Iran's state-run IRNA News agency confirmed Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi was on his way to Pakistan on a trip focused on bilateral consultations and regional developments. He said he would also travel to Oman and Russia. The White House did not immediately respond to questions about Araghchi's trip to Pakistan. The United States logistics and security team is already in Islamabad for the talks. Israel carried out airstrikes in southern Lebanon today, targeting militant infrastructure despite an announced ceasefire extension. The Israeli Air Force said the strikes hit sites in Kirbet Salam and Tulin, used by Hezbollah to plan attacks against Israeli forces. The development came after U.S. President Donald Trump said Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend a ceasefire by 3 weeks after talks with senior officials. A report.
Last night, Donald Trump hosted Israel's ambassador to Washington, Yeshiel Leiter, and Lebanese ambassador to U.S., Nada Mowat, in the Oval Office for a second round of U.S.-facilitated talks. Trump said the meeting between the Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors to the United States, the second in the past week, went very well. U.S. President also ruled out using a nuclear weapon in the war against Iran, noting that he hopes to make the best peace deal with the Islamic Republic and does not want to rush himself. He added that nobody should be allowed to use nuclear weapons. Subhadra Ramachandran for World News.
Indian government says it continues to engage with every stakeholders to ensure the welfare of all Indian seafarers and uninterrupted maritime operations. Briefing media in New Delhi, director in the Ministry of Ports and Shipping and Waterways, Mandeep Singh Randhawa, said Indian seafarers in the Gulf region are safe and no incident involving any Indian-flagged vessels has been reported in the past 24 hours. Additional Secretary Gulf in the Ministry of External Affairs, Asim R. Mahajan, said the government's efforts are focused on ensuring the safety, security and welfare of the Indian community in the region.
Iran airspace is partially open for cargo and chartered flights. Our embassy in Tehran yesterday reiterated its earlier advice for Indian nationals to avoid traveling to Iran and for those Indians in Iran to leave through land border routes, which the embassy continues to facilitate. So far, our embassy has facilitated movement of 2,432 Indian nationals out of Iran into Armenia and Azerbaijan.
The 7th edition of the India-Uzbekistan Joint Military Exercise, Dust Lake, culminated today at Namangan in Uzbekistan. The Indian Armed Forces contingent, comprising 60 personnel, was represented by 45 personnel from the Indian Army and 15 from the Indian Air Force. The Uzbekistan contingent also had 60 personnel from the Uzbekistan Army and Air Force. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Balochistan, rights groups have expressed concern over the increasing enforced disappearances and targeting of civilians, including women, terming such actions as violations of basic human rights and the rule of law. International organization Frontline Defenders criticized the reported disappearances of Baluchi writer Daud Saha, calling it an attempt to suppress human rights activism. Three civilians, including women, have allegedly been forcibly disappeared by Pakistani security forces in last few days. Acute food insecurity and malnutrition levels remain alarming high and deeply entrenched, according to a global report on food crisis, GRFC 2026, released today by an international alliance. In its 10th edition, the GRFC shows that acute hunger has doubled over the past decade. According to the GRFC, famine was confirmed in two places in 2025 in the parts of Gaza Strip and the Sudan, marking the first dual famine confirmation since formal global monitoring began. The report further highlights that acute food insecurity is heavily concentrated with 10 countries: Afghanistan, Bangladesh, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Myanmar, Nigeria, Pakistan, South Sudan, the Syrian Arab Republic, and Yemen. It adds that Afghanistan, South Sudan, and Yemen were among the worst affected, experiencing the most severe food crisis, both in terms of proportion of their populations and the absolute number of people in acute food insecurity. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, has no provision to suspend or expel member states, an official said, after reports that the United States could seek action against Spain over its insistence on the Iran conflict. The clarification followed a news agency report citing a U.S. official about an internal Pentagon email proposing measures to penalize allies, such as not supporting Washington's campaign after U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran and tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. Spain has denied the report, with Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez rejecting suggestions of any punitive move and reiterating cooperation with allies within international law. Spain has also refused to allow its bases to be used for strikes on Iran. India's foreign exchange reserves rose by $2.3 billion, reaching over $703 billion for the week ending April 17. According to the Reserve Bank of India, foreign currency assets, the largest component of the reserves, increased by $1.48 billion to over $557 billion during the week. Gold reserves climbed by $790 million to over $122 billion. In Nepal, two persons died and 29 injured in a bus accident this afternoon at the Shera in Shukla Gandaki municipality, 7 of Dhanwar district. Indian shooters continued their dominance at the ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo, Egypt, by winning a gold medal today in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event. Shambhavi Sharan Chirsagar and Divyanshu Shalindra secured the gold medal. India is currently at the top of the medal tally with 4 golds, 5 silver and 3 bronze medals. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. United States says it is expanding naval blockade against Iran on a global scale. Israel continues airstrikes in southern Lebanon despite ceasefire extension. In Balochistan, rights groups express concern over increasing enforced disappearances and human rights violations. Global hunger crisis deepens as acute hunger doubles in a decade. And Indian shooters continue their dominance at ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.